On today's Compassion Radio.
That seat at the table is so key. And the fact that Compassion has that relationship that's been built for many years, and you're carrying on that tradition as the president now of Compassion Ventures. The seat at the table is probably as important as what are we going to do once we're there?
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Hello, friends, and welcome to a very special Monday broadcast as we begin the first full week of December here on Compassion Radio. There seem to be so many alarming stories in our news media today. And you may have heard about a heartbreaking event that took place on November 24th in what's been called the deadliest attack by Muslim extremists in Egypt's modern history. 305 people, including 27 children, were killed in a mosque in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, with 128 souls who remain terribly wounded. As American followers of Jesus, what are we to make of this tragic event? Just the other day, Bram was fortunate to be a guest with good friend Roger Marsh on his radio show called The Bottom Line on Southern California's K-Bright Radio. Let's jump in now and hear a portion of that important interview.
So welcome to this special edition of The Bottom Line Show. I'm Roger Marsh, joined for this segment by Bram Floria, who's the host on Compassion Radio, which is heard here in Southern California at K-Bright, KBRT, all throughout Southern California. And we're looking at an event that happened over the weekend and something that Bram had actually shared through social media with regard to the attack on the mosque in Egypt's North Sinai province. The death toll is over 300 right now. But what makes this attack so unusual, perhaps to our listening ears and viewing eyes, is the fact that who did it and to whom they did it. Bram Floria, welcome back to The Bottom Line Show.
Roger, glad to see you, friend.
Well, great to be with you, too, especially since I know your travel is so internationally based that it's not often that we're in the same country, let alone in the same vicinity here. So I'm glad we're getting a chance to still be within a couple hours of each other. Let's talk about this attack, because what I'd seen so many reports on this, but it was a report of yours on social media that was talking about who the victims of the attack were and Compassion's relationship with them. So can you give us a 60-second overview of what happened over the weekend in Egypt?
The attack that happened in northern Sinai was a sect, if you want to call it that, of Islam that got hammered by the remains of ISIS. Mm. And the ISIS attack was brutal in completely obliterating an entire congregation of adherents to Islam that were worshiping on a Friday. Mm. So imagine the church down the street dislikes you so much that they surround your church with trucks and pull out machine guns and wait for you to come out.
Incredible.
That's the kind of attitude that the ISIS had toward these other worshipers of Islam. So this is not an outside the religion kind of thing. This is literally taking their vengeance out on one of their own.
Why? I guess is the first question I have. Why would they? I mean, if these are Muslims attacking Muslims, obviously one group is radicalized, the other is not. Why would there be this need to literally? I mean, it's such a horrible visual to imagine a smallish mosque being surrounded by these militants who just open fire, and these poor parishioners have nowhere to go.
I would say that both groups are radicalized in very different fashions.
Okay.
ISIS has been radicalized in the notion of getting back to pure Islam.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're really doing is disgorging all of their history and all the connection to anything prior to it and claiming a whole new revelation, which says that we are the true church, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sufis are radicalized in another way. They're more radicalized like the Mennonites or the Amish would have been,
mm-hmm.
as pacifists,
mm-hmm.
as dedicated to the inward expression of holiness. So they are absolutely committed to pursuing God,
mm-hmm.
in their case by the name of Allah, and trying to find him in actual experience, trying to find the inward man connecting by spirit with the divine. And ISIS can't stand that. So what you have basically, if you have an analogy to something in the West, it's like the Ku Klux Klan surrounding a bunch of Quakers,
okay.
and deciding that they weren't radicalized enough in the right way, so they need to be completely obliterated because they're slowing down their progress. That's the kind of extremes we're talking about in Islam right now. And these people that were inside this mosque never once raised a finger to defend themselves. They tried to leave the mosque, but they did not resist violence when it came upon them. They were completely dependent upon the divine to protect them or to accept them. It was not even their mindset to try to attack somebody else from Islam, no matter how violent they were.
Would they have been armed?
Inside the mosque, I would say absolutely not.
Yeah, so it's an extreme commitment to pacifism that we're talking about. And to see, I love that illustration Bram Floria just shared with us today here on The Bottom Line. Bram is the president of Compassion Ventures. He's the host that you hear every weekday morning on Compassion Radio. And I encourage you to check out their newly updated website at CompassionRadio.com to find out more about what the ministry is doing. And this is carrying on in the tradition of Norm Nelson and Wilbur Nelson before. And what you have inherited, Bram, the beat keeps going on in terms of the areas of where you're going and what Compassion Ministries and Compassion Radio is doing. Now let's talk about, you're talking about the Sufi here and this kind of Muslim Amish, if you will, I mean, in terms of what they're doing. How long has this group been around? How do you know of them in terms of what Compassion Ministries has done, what Compassion Radio has done?
Well, the Sufi themselves come from the very roots of Islam. They count their disciplines and their spiritual pursuit all the way back to the first servants of Muhammad. So they claim to be the spiritual heart of Islam. And in fact, both Shia and Sunni try to claim them as their own because they realize that in their traditions are the deepest, most inwardly focused pursuit of passion and holiness within the religion. So they see the Sufi as being the heartbeat of the religion. So the clerics that are what we might call orthodox between Shia and Sunni will both claim that they respect and see the validity of pursuing God directly. So the Sufis believe that you can truly approach God individually and experience him personally. Now, the Salafists and the Wahhabists, which have been on the rise for the past 100 or 200 years within Islam, are absolutely against this. They want a hierarchical structure that comes down from edicts of imams that control everybody. So the Sufis stand in direct opposition to that grab for power over both society and the individual. So the Salafists are trying to cut off the individual expression and approach to God and are trying to force a new kind of fealty, a new kind of subservience with all the believers or adherents. So imagine us kind of regressing back to the worst days of the Dark Ages in Christianity before indulgences were finally contradicted, before the 95 Theses were pounded on the door at Wittenberg. Imagine us being pushed back into those ages by those who were absolutely convinced that nobody knows better than our imams, that our imams are the only people who could possibly think or talk to God.
And that attitude then, Bram Floria, is that's what the ISIS-led militants, the Islamists, are trying to do to the Sufi in their expression. And yet they're looking at the Sufi and saying, no, you're trying to force us into something that we don't want to do. So, I mean, I can see the tension developing there. Yeah. And it must be fascinating when Compassion Radio is on the ground and ministering these people. What kind of exchanges have you had with the Sufi in terms of, you know, just serving them as Christ would serve, you know, those who are outside the church?
Well, for one thing, when we encounter them, they're usually the first being chased out. You know, so when the ISIS was raging through Syria and pushing all of the tribes out, most of the Sufi were the first to be persecuted and thrown out. So if they have any Sufi tendencies, even if they aren't directly identified as someone who would call himself a Sufist. But again, the word Sufi, by the way, is a Western term that the Western studiers of the culture put on them. They really call themselves people of the wool, which means that they're people that are ascetics. They have a lot in common with what we would see in our own Bible of the Nazarites, who all through the Judges and into the modern times, these ascetics were the people that were the prophets, went to the desert and lived like John the Baptist and proclaimed holiness and pursued that, or like the Nazarites in the Old Testament who never cut their hair because that would be an affront to their calling. Same kind of attitude with the Sufis, that they were the ones that were kind of set apart. And I do have a theory about why they're being persecuted on both sides now.
Okay.
It comes down to this. We read a lot now about how Jesus himself is revealing himself through dreams and visions to many people within the Islamic world. But they don't talk about very much as the kind of people that are getting these visions. And within Islam, there is a great respect for direct and divine revelation. But they believe in that because the Sufis have taught them that since the beginning, that as great as Muhammad was, as great as these imams were across the teaching centuries, it's still God himself who divinely reveals himself. So they built that ethic into Islam early on, that God has the power and the right and the authority to reveal himself. So those who have a predilection to actually pray for those things, ask God to reveal himself, are the ones that tend to get these visions. And if God is going to right the ship here and actually call people out to the true Mahdi, the true Messiah, he's going to do that by direct revelation to go to those who are ready to hear it. And most of those have been trained or have experienced some kind of inward holiness or experience or emotional encounter with the Spirit of God. So I believe that those from the Sufis tradition literally are paving the way for God's revelation in this generation of Jesus himself, so that he takes the place finally and rightly that Muhammad has occupied within Islam for so long. So I believe that's what the transformation is happening right now. And that's why I really believe that ISIS especially is deathly afraid of this kind of revelation happening. And the only people it's coming to are those who are most inwardly devoted to holiness. So if they can stamp this out, they can stamp out these revelations and these conversions.
It's so interesting to hear these comments from Bram Floria, who's the president of Compassion Ventures, the host of Compassion Radio. And as Bram has been sharing these stories and sharing with us with regard to what's happening in this this just horrific attack on the Al-Rawada Mosque in the town of Bil Arabid, as the congregation were in prayer, you begin to see not just the military might that's being used, but also the spiritual significance of the religious battles and the spiritual warfare that's happening in Egypt right now. More of this conversation about the significance of the Sufi and the attack that happened last Friday as my conversation with Bram Floria from Compassion Radio continues in just a moment here on The Bottom Line.
You're listening to a segment from a live radio broadcast from KBRT Radio in Southern California. Our own Bram Floria spending time with good friend Roger Marsh on his Bottom Line program here on Compassion Radio. And we will get right back to this conversation in just a moment. In the meantime, you can reach us anytime and from anywhere at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Or, of course, find us online at CompassionRadio.com. Let's get back to this special interview with Roger Marsh and Bram Floria.
My guest is Bram Floria, who you recognize as the host of Compassion Radio, and he's the president of Compassion Ventures. Has been with the How long ago has it been since you've been with the ministry, Bram? I mean, this kind of started as like, I'll do some IT type of thing, and next thing you know, you're going to all these places in the Middle East and seeing what Compassion does.
Well, back in the middle 90s, and everyone was trying to shift to the internet, and I was already doing some work with broadcasting and technologies then. Compassion Radio pulled me into a lot of special projects, and within about 10 years of that special project work, I was now a full-time producer. And that went on from like 2007 until this past year. So I've got my feet wet quite a bit in the work that we've been doing for the past 20 or 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Sure, and in following the legacy of Norm Nelson and this new day for Compassion Radio, which continues to, I mean, you hit the ground running. I mean, I've been logging your miles through social media, and you're probably up to super plutonium status with your airlines right now, I think, in terms of...
I wish that the airline mile things actually paid off like they used to.
Yes, that's true. Well, it's because of guys like you keep racking them up, you know, but that's okay. You're doing the Lord's work. We were talking earlier in our conversation about this attack on Friday in the northern Sinai province in Egypt, of this mosque being just bombarded. And the visual you gave, Bram, earlier of having these radicalized Islamists surrounding this mosque, where you've got these, if there's an equivalent in the U.S., it would be, if you imagine someone just coming around an Amish chapel, you know, where they're having worship services, and just blasting them. And as people are trying to get out, knowing that they're unarmed, willing to die for what they believe is, you know, for the sake of God and for the sake of the call. I know that the reason this came to my attention is the fact that Compassion Radio knows this area very well and knows these people very well.
And Norm walked with people from all of these faith traditions a number of times. In fact, he had a lot of conversations about what Sufi piety meant with Sunni Muslim clerics and with Sharia adherents in eastern and western parts of Iran. He sat down with clerics everywhere he went. So his understanding of how this thing kind of weaves itself through the entire history of Islam was very, very strong. It gained a lot of respect, too, and the right to speak on behalf of the Christian church for how we perceive it or should perceive what's going on in their world.
Mm-hmm. That's very key, because talking with Bram Floria with Compassion Radio today, that seat at the table is so key. And the fact that Compassion has that relationship that's been built for many years, and you're carrying on that tradition as the president now of Compassion Ventures, the seat at the table is probably as important as how are we going, you know, what are we going to do once we're there?
Yeah, and there's two qualifications for that. One is you got to show up to be at the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the second thing is you got to have at least enough of a working knowledge of how people are actually experiencing the world to be able to speak intelligently with them and not sound like
an
idiot.
Amen. Yeah.
So there are very few academics out there that can speak well to the issues that intersect between Islam and Christianity and all the different versions of Islam. And, of course, what we're talking about now is what happened to the pacifists, the most like us that we want to be. In fact, if we had to think about a kind of Islamic adherent that we would want to be around, it's these guys.
Okay.
It's the Sufis, because they're committed to pursuing God and his expression and to know him personally. It's right. It's all in their writings. They literally pursue their knowledge of Muhammad because they see him like we see Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know God personally. So the ISIS adherents, those soldiers who are just blasting away everybody else out there, get told by their leaders, these guys are just like all the other infidels, go kill them.
Mm-hmm.
So they just do it without thinking. They're not really thinking about the ramifications of this.
Mm-hmm.
They're ripping out the very heart that's left inside the shell, which is Islam.
Mm-hmm.
So they're killing themselves. At the same time, God is revealing himself in new and important fashion through dreams and visions. And the Sufis, I really believe, are at the heart of that. That God goes to those who can hear, and he speaks to those who are willing to listen. No matter what their background, God can reveal what he wants revealed to who he wants
yes,
to reveal it.
Of course.
And these Sufis are the ones that are most likely to listen to a spiritual message coming from the heart of God himself.
Mm. So this attack, this is the kind of thing that we in the body of Christ really, I mean, we should be grieving any loss of human life, but especially in a case like this, if there is a group of Muslims who are more likely or, you know, right there primed for this type of, you know, intervention, you know, the Holy Spirit and Jesus revealing himself to them through dreams and visions, these are the people. And so the fact that ISIS and radicalized Islamists are going after them and saying, we've got to shut them down, we have to look at the spiritual warfare that's going on here too,
yes,
because this is a gateway for us. It's an opportunity for us. And you can tell that radicalized Islamists know it, too.
Yes, they do. Now, that's why we try to bring attention to and bring voice and vision to people who would never experience this thing here in the West. So Compassion Radio tries to bring these kind of stories and experience into a more conversational format that Westerners, Western Christians especially, can understand and can hopefully start caring about.
Yes.
So if you go back to the original question of why should we even care about those people who were killed in that mosque in northern Sinai, I simply say, first of all, do you not care that people get murdered? I mean, that's just human.
Mm-hmm.
But if you talk about the spiritual aspect of it, should we not care about the very people that God seems to be reaching out to in miraculous ways?
Yes.
If it's on God's radar and they're the kind of people that God is seeking out, should we not be doubly offended when Satan succeeds at killing them?
Mm.
So
yes,
it's nothing but for the sake of the call, we should be at least aware and intellectually give a sense of the idea that this is wrong, fundamentally.
Mm-hmm.
We gain nothing by these kinds of Muslims being murdered by other Muslims.
Right.
In fact, the world is a poorer place for it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to see God's kingdom advance, we need to pray that God will continue to advance his kingdom with those who he's calling to him and pray against Satan's plans to thwart God's plans through killing off his followers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a spiritual question. Why should we care about them? Because we love Jesus, period.
Mm-hmm. Bram Floria is just about opening up some really fascinating thought conversations here today on the Bottom Line Show, and I'm grateful that he's doing it. I'm Roger Marsh. I encourage you to go to CompassionRadio.com and check out the website. Also, we'll put a link up. This is a BBC report, and we'll get the most current one. The death toll in Egypt now well over 300, and not only the loss of life that is so tragic, but also who exactly was involved, who are the victims of this attack, is so very, very key. Bram, as you move forward here, wrapping up this year and moving into 2018, I know there are some exciting things in store for Compassion Radio, but as always, I encourage you to do more than, I mean, praying is great, and that's wonderful, and tell your friends about it, that's wonderful too, but there's also a tangible part too. I mean, those plane tickets don't just drop out of the sky. Well, do they drop out of the sky, or do they actually have to put some money up for that?
Well, I think God drops some money in some people's laps, and those tickets drop out of the sky from time to time.
There you
but
go.
Of course, this is about listener-supported radio. Of course, we're in the mix with you. You're a Crawford Broadcasting production, so you have an advertiser-supported network that drives your programming.
Yes.
But as a partner with you on the radio station, programs like Compassion Radio, they buy the time and therefore raise up an awareness and an affinity for the kind of things we do. So we do covet the prayers and the financial support of people that listen to all day long to see that we can continue our mission of actually getting out there, finding stories that have depth,
mm-hmm,
have stories of eternal consequence, and to have the ability to really transform the way we see how God's working in the world, and therefore maybe change our prayer life and our actions here at home.
Yes.
So we do want those kind of people listening to us and standing with us day by day.
Yes. Well, I encourage you to go to CompassionRadio.com and make a donation. Let the Spirit lead you as to whether it's a one-time or become a monthly supporter, because, I mean, the fact of the matter is it does take the prayer and financial support to keep ministries like this going. And Compassion Radio, I've been in this 35 years. This is the most unique ministry I've ever seen in terms of saying we will go to these places, Iraq, Syria, Iran, Egypt. We will go and we will establish relationships, we'll have the dialogue, and then we'll come back to the American church or just the Western church in general and say, here's what's going and here's how this makes sense. And it's, again, it's not politicized at all. Rather, it's saying, hey, this is about life and death. There are Christians and there are not Christians, and that's how the world looks to us. So this is how we can find this kind of insight. Ordinarily, Bram, if I didn't know you and didn't know of Compassion Radio, I would have looked at this attack and said, okay, Muslims killing Muslims. Next, you know, swipe right. That's exactly how I would have thought. And I think a lot of people would have, instead of saying, wait a minute, the perspective that you bring, as we wrap things up, tie this together with a 60-second synopsis of what happened and why it's important for Christians to mobilize.
Dave, Roger, what happened this past weekend in Northern Sinai is a summation of something that has been undermining America for a long time, and it's not Islam. What's undermining America right now is ignorance.
Yeah.
Now, from the days after 9/11 attack, when we found out that there was an intention of actually building a mosque in lower Manhattan, some Americans went berserk.
Mm-hmm.
What they didn't talk about at the time is that the people that wanted to do this were the Sufis, the very people we see in the news this past week.
Interesting.
And now we're finally discovering that these are the pacifists. These are the ones that we want to have around us to be able to speak back against the culture of violence and death that is swallowing Islam whole and affecting and killing so many others in its wake. So we need to care because God cares about those who suffer, of course, but I do believe there's an Abaddon spirit here that is completely taking over the Salafist and Wahhabist movement that is driving all of this incredible violence. Our allies in this are people like the Sufis who are within Islam that believe that God truly does want peace. He wants repentance. He wants holiness. They're pursuing that thing, and of course, the Salafists are trying to kill that off.
Right.
Just as much as they would want to kill up our sense of holiness as well. So think about who they're attacking and why they hate us so much. We have a lot in common.
Yes.
So at the very least, to find an affinity with those within Islam who want to know God. We need to pray that they live long enough to find Him.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And then it totally reframes the conversation. I was going to say the argument, but I don't like the argument. How about the dialogue, the conversation about what's really at stake and which pieces of the puzzle is God using to bring Himself more glory and to bring more children into the fold? You're doing a fantastic work, and I know that it can seem like you're one of the only groups that's doing this. You're one of the few, if the only one I know, that's doing it through broadcast media. And I'm grateful for your partnership and also for your friendship. Bram Floria is the president of Compassion Ventures, the host of Compassion Radio, and you can also find more links on their website at CompassionRadio.com. Bram, you've been talking a lot, and you gave me 20 minutes of voice that you may or may not have had. So thank you for sharing time with us. We're praying for healing.
It's a pleasure every single time, Roger, and I wish you the best. I wish your listeners a happy and holy holiday season.
Great insights from Bram and Roger on today's Compassion Radio. And we thank our good friends at K-Bright Radio in Southern California for giving us the green light to air that segment from Roger's show called The Bottom Line. Now, a brief closing word from our president, Bram Floria.
For more than 20 years, the growth rate of the believing, worshiping church in China has consistently outstripped every plan to provide them Bibles. In fact, 20 to 25,000 new professing believers are added to the faith every day. It's still true that the number of Bibles that make it to China correlate to 5 new believers. Friends, that's every single Bible. So that's why during the month of November and December, our Operation God's Word Bibles for China project is our focus and our ministry expression of love and devotion to the church that God is building all around the world. Partnering with us at Compassion Radio means partnering with a church in China. And with Christian believers, we're spreading out across the world to bring the gospel back to places that have never heard the gospel or haven't heard it for thousands of years. So friends, when you give this month, during this holy season, where we celebrate the birth of Jesus, together we're giving to the greatest missionary movement in the history of Christianity. And we're so proud to be your partner and your friend in this outreach. Jimmy's got details on how you can be part of this project and how you can support the message and the ministry of Compassion Radio as we gear up for new and amazing opportunities in the year 2018. Thank you so much for believing in us all these years and for making it possible for Compassion Radio to continue its work. here and around the world.
For your special ministry and project gift this month of $25 or more, we'd love to send you a handcrafted olive wood ornament made by believers in Bethlehem. If you order early in the month, we'll do our best to get them to you for this year's Christmas tree. Ask for it when you call, write, or give online today. Lastly, I'd like to mention the importance of year-end giving for ministries like ours. We absolutely depend on the above and beyond gifts of partners who make their most important financial and ministry decisions at year's end. We're online 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com. And we'll be available for expanded hours at our toll-free order line, 800-868-2478, from now until December 31st. You can reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. By mail at Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or online at our new and improved website, CompassionRadio.com. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the entire Compassion Radio team, I'm Jim Governale, and we'll be back with you again next time with more Compassion Radio.